If you've ever spent any time at all listening to ABC Radio, you'll know the name Nance Haxton. Nance has been a current affairs reporter and documentary maker for the ABC for years and years and years and years and years. But Nance has just hung up her ABC microphone and bought herself a new one as she turns into Nance Haxton, the Wandering Journo. Where is she heading? And how can you now hear her journalism? Let's say hello and a huge welcome to Nance Haxton. G'day.
Lovely. Good start to my Wednesday, you know.
Yeah, I know how your Wednesday's really started, and it's not so well, is it? So what's going on? You might have to sort of encapsulate the story, what you're doing, and then at the same time tell us what's happened today to Mildred.
So much for Mildred. I know. I'm trying to hang in there, but she's had a challenging couple of days, Spencer. So after the highs of my big launch of the Wandering Journo on Thursday night, just before Easter, I've now called the RSQ 3 times in 2 days. So today I've just been towed off the freeway with the engine has stopped. And, that's all right. So these challenges come to test and try it.
So Mildred is a combi van. Tell us the story of Mildred. Who is she?
So it's been a bit of a lifelong dream for me to have a combi, she says as she's sitting in the rain by the side of the road. So it's been a good test. But when I did decide to leave the ABC at the end of last year, I thought, okay, it's time to be free and to report the stories that I want to report completely and to hit the road. So I suppose when I started at the ABC, I started in the regions down at Port Augusta and Broken Hill and places like that. And I just figured with the combi, I could drive around Australia and do my podcast, which I have called The Streets of Your Town. So that's the grand plan, if I ever get this engine working again.
So how are you? I mean, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, you have to laugh at this point.
You do. I am. I'm standing in a car park at Amart Springwood laughing.
But like the rest of Brisbane, you're heading to the Gold Coast because of the games, aren't you? So it's not like you can kind of turn around and go back. You kind of do need to get down there today.
I know. I can borrow another car to get down there, but my powered caravan site at Helensvale may need to wait until combi, until my lovely Mildred, the Martini Olive combi, is repaired. So, yes, it could be a bit of commuting, but that's okay. I will get there.
So, So 19 years at the ABC. Why leave, and why now? If that's, you know, it's been a lifelong dream. So, what was it, you know, about the end of 2017 that made you have the confidence, I guess, to say I'm going to do it?
That after 19 years with the ABC, it was time for a change, and I think it's an exciting time in radio at the moment. You know, this is what I'm constantly telling my students, Spencer, my journalism students at Griffith, is that even though radio is one of the oldest technologies, I just think with podcasting there is so much. It's just such an exciting time to have the independence to do your own show, podcast it, get it out to people, the power of social media now, when it's used for good, not for bad, is really quite intoxicating. And I thought, let's give it a go. What's the worst that happened? I can give it a go for a year and just really, and also I've got a little boy who's 7, and I figure at this stage in his life, it's probably the perfect time to hit the road, you know. In 5 years, the last thing he'll want to do is be hanging out with mum for 2 or 3 months, but at this age, it's right. So a few things came together.
So you're going to be travelling together, are you? Like, will it be for months at a time or just little spurty trips or what?
Well, I suppose at first, now that Mildred is showing her colours, maybe a week or two to begin with might be a good idea. But I was thinking, if there's one other thing about leaving the ABC, Spence, you end up with friends all around the country, as I'm sure you do too. So I'm hoping eventually to go at least down the East Coast, start at Cairns, head down to Hobart, and see all my friends on the way, and do my podcast from the road, from my little mobile studio in the back with my Apple laptop, and just to enjoy that freedom and see what I can along the way.
So if people see you coming along, if the, you know, Mildred will get back up on her feet and she'll get moving again. So when, and I know that on the front there on the spare tyre cover, you've got your logo, the Wandering Journo, you and your big hat.
Yes. So if people know that I'm coming.
Right. So do you want people then to wave you down or walk up to you at a caravan park and say, hey, I've got a story?
No, I'd love that. And in fact, well, I'm hoping when I do eventually get to Helen's Vale that that could be the next edition of my Streets of Your Town. I've only done one so far, which I really enjoyed, with the artist David Hinchliffe. That's up on SoundCloud now. And I'm hoping to do more from the Commonwealth Games and just talk to people about what their favourite part of where they're living is, what their not-so-favourite party is. Just, it's really, it's just a good hook to get people talking about their life. Now, I just really believe that everyone has a story, Spencer, and it's a good way to encourage people to do that. So if they come up to me with their story, even better.
Everyone has a very interesting story, and you
Absolutely.
Can tease them out of people. That's your great skill. That's why you're the Walkley Award-winning Nance Haxton.
I do enjoy it. I do love chatting to people, Spencer, so it's a good excuse.
All right, so where do people find, you said SoundCloud, so what do we look for?
They do, yes. So you can go to my page on SoundCloud. You can also get to that through my website at nancehaxton.com. So, yeah, you can also hear the podcast on there, and you can also hear some of my previous documentaries, and it's been a good time to just put all my work into one place and take stock and think about the next chapter.
Yeah, very exciting.
Will be the Wandering Journo.
Very exciting. Congratulations on making the move. It is a very big step. You have to believe in yourself, and others around you have to encourage you and believe in you. And once you've got that all set, you can just take that first step on the next journey, and that's what you're doing. All right. Well, stay dry. Is it actually raining where you are?
No, it's just a weird kind of grey.
Yeah.
It's that weird sort of semi-cyclonic weather that we've got at the moment, but no, we're okay.
All right. Great to catch up with you, Nance.
Thanks for ringing.
All right. Bye. Say hi to Mildred for me.
Give her
a whack. Whack Mildred with a big piece of tree, like John Cleese would.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Bye.